This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the DJV Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and I'm happy to be with you again. The last couple of times I have talked to you has been directed and related to the kind of foods that we choose. And I picked up some email from some of you through ForbiddenDoctor.com and asking about the best kind of food choices, food selections, things that would help you get more nutritional support and energy and whatever out of the foods that you choose. And there was something that came to mind when I was reading through this, is that we need to take a step back even further before we choose the where we're going to shop for our foods. I think that's what I'm trying to say. Where would be the best places to obtain the kind of foods that I've been talking about that relate to the diet that I've been talking about, the low-fat, high-carbohydrate that has led to so many disease processes in our lives. And the step that we have to go back even earlier than the choice of the food is to understand the soil. Now, one of the things I've liked so much about Doug and the things we've talked about in the past, especially with his farmer show, is the importance of soil, because soil is the basis of all life. I mean, the plants that grow in soil are the food for the animals on the lowest end of the food chain. And these animals are the food supply for the animals at the highest end of the food chain. And as I have said so many times, to get proper nutrition, you have to get them from plants that were grown in the kind of soil that I'm going to talk about, or at least something that ate those plants. Because animal-sourced foods that I've talked about many times is a concentration of what occurs in plants. Now, some of you, like me, you enjoy a portion of liver from time to time, calf liver. That is probably the most nutritionally dense food on the face of the planet. When we get our food from animal sources, the organs that our ancestors used to eat, you know, 120, 150 years ago, whenever it was, when people were living on farms, most of what they were growing in the way of plants, vegetables, grains, whatever else, were used to feed their animals, and they lived off of the animals. And in an animal, the greatest concentration of nutrition is in the organs themselves. It's in the heart, it's in the liver, it's in the kidneys. The skeletal muscle that gets the animal to move up and around, the same thing in our bodies. Our skeletal muscle that gets us up and move around to find our food really isn't all that nutritionally dense. And one of the great signs of nature to support what I'm talking about is the great predators in the Serengeti in Africa, the lions and the tigers, the panthers, these type of things. When they bring down a kill, and I have learned this from watching the National Geographic video movies, other kinds of things on Discovery Channel, places like this. When they bring down this animal, and it's usually the weak one, the sick one that is called from the herd, the one that can't get away from the predator, these animals at the top of the food chain, in these locations that I'm talking about, they eat the organs. They eat the heart. They eat the kidney. They eat the liver. They eat the fat that surrounds these organs. What do they leave behind? They leave behind the very thing that some of us go to at a steakhouse to eat, the ribeyes and the New York steaks and the tenderloins and the chops and the roasts. They leave these behind for the predators, because those sources that some of us find delectable, the red meat eaters, have been left behind for the predators to clean up, because the density of nutrition in skeletal muscle is nothing compared to the density of nutrition in the organ. And when you think about it, it only makes sense. The heart must be loaded with nutrition to feed its own muscles. The liver is so loaded with nutrition that if you, through an accident or something else, lose part of your liver, it'll regrow. Your kidneys are so nutritionally dense that they operate in an opposite time frame. In other words, one kidney is working while the other one's resting. And then that one is resting, starts working, filtering out the material from the blood that you want into the urine, while the other one starts to rest. They're not both working full speed at the same time. And your brain, this is incredible. What source of tissue in the human body, and I'll tell you this in a second, consumes the greatest amount of energy per gram. Now, we're going to take a quick break, but I want to tell you this just face-to-face because this is one of the most exciting things you're ever going to hear. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com.
Discover the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability, plus a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
You Move is now the official dog joint supplement of the American Kennel Club. It is teaming up with the AKC to help pet owners keep their dogs active for life. Whether your dog jumps across the agility course or jumps off the couch for daily walks, joint and hip care are vital for keeping your furry friend happy and active. You Move has been improving the joint health of dogs for 15 years with chewable supplements made with natural ingredients including whole green-lipped mussels, sustainably sourced to preserve joint-soothing omega-3s, and scientifically proven to work within 6 weeks. This month, You Move introduces You Move Plus Hip and Joint Supplement, which contains 20% more green-lipped muscles than the original formula. To help dog owners see the benefits, You Move is offering 30% off any supplement by using the one-time code dog-athlete-30 at checkout. And as always, there is a 60-day money-back guarantee. For more information, visit www.youmove.com. For more information on the AKC, visit www.akc.org.
Welcome back to the DJV Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. What area of your body consumes the most energy per gram per second of your life? Well, you probably guess it. It's the brain. The brain, in control of everything else, is consuming so much energy that on the opposite end of energy demands in the body, your fat cells require very little energy. They're just kind of storage. It's like the brain would be like you going to work every day to make the money you put into the bank. The money that's sitting in your bank account is like the fat inside your body, just sitting there waiting to be used. And as a result, when our food choices are minerally depleted, vitamin depleted, as happens with the commercialization of food, we find the ability of the brain to function correctly at a loss. And as we see the ever-increasing rates of dementia, of mental problems, depression, even leading to things like Alzheimer's, numbers far exceeding anything they were even 20 years ago. Autism, the same thing in young children. The rate of autism about 30 years ago was 1 in 10,000 children. Now, here in the state of Utah, It's 1 in 34, and mostly boys. Now, people will point their fingers at a lot of different reasons as to why vaccine damage and other kinds of environmental problems. And it's always being debated one way or the other, but the fact remains, these numbers are growing more and more every year. So I want to get back to the soil idea, because when you look at the animals of the Serengeti, they spend their time eating the most nutritious, dense foods they can find. What do we do as human beings? And that would probably be the theme of this whole show, because, as I said, soil is the basis of all life. William Albrecht, one of my distant type of mentors, I never met the man, but at the University of Missouri, I read his stuff, and he found that the cure for undulant fever in livestock and humans was simply taken care of by adding some trace minerals to the soil in which their food was grown. And he was able to prove that mineral deficiencies and the agrochemical toxicity that Doug often talks about in the Farmer Show caused plants to be vulnerable to fungus, to drought, to insects, to disease in general. And he said that good soil, really good soil, and those of you who have backyard farms, you know what I'm talking, or gardens, you know what I'm talking about, the time you spend composting, as opposed to just throwing out a commercial fertilizer that you can buy at the local farm store. When you compost, you know that you're producing the most delicious, the most nutritious food that you can put on your family's table. Now, Dr. Albrecht said that good soil was composed of 45% minerals and millions upon millions of microorganisms. Now, this is what he said. I'm quoting. When we see a symptom in the plant, it will always correlate to a poison or a deficiency in the soil. When we see a disease in the human, it will relate to a poison or a deficiency in our food. And as I've said on shows in the past and for over 15 years on Doug's DJV Health Show, the two major causes of disease in human beings is simply this. Some kind of poisoning. And it may have been in the water, may have been at a restaurant, may have been at anything that poisons the system that leads to a poisoning type of symptom that your body has to go through this toxic release that shows up as a disease process. Or malnutrition. And when our organs, they're supposed to be the most nutritionally dense tissue inside our body, does not have the proper nutrition, it can't function exactly the way it's supposed to. And so Albrecht said that the mineral deficient soil, he says, is one of the original sources of disease in the world today. He also said this, simply stated, food crops grown on depleted soil produce malnourished bodies and disease preys on the malnourished body. Can it be that simple? Those who, out here in the Intermountain West, this is a desert. It's just literally a desert. You can get some promotional pictures of Salt Lake and the Salt Lake Valley and the Intermountain area around us, where there is heavy irrigation from water. And the place looks like an absolute paradise. There are some places here that are so green, you would almost think you were in Ireland. But you get outside of that irrigated area, then you're back into desert. And what makes the difference? Because those desert soils are mineral rich. And when you can give mineral rich soil, even if it's hundreds of years in a desert type of environment, once it gets the water, it can turn into an almost Garden of Eden. So we're going to take another break here in just a few moments, but I want to come back and tell you, how does a plant protect itself? Because that's what I'm leading to here. What's the difference between a healthy plant and a sick plant, and what does a plant do to protect itself, and why should you be so selective of something like that? I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and we'll continue with more of the DJV Health Show coming up next.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back to the DJV Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, and what a treat to be here with you this morning. So, what these high-tech farmers are lacking is a true understanding of the plant's own immune system. And yeah, the plant has an immune system. Not as sophisticated. No, that may not be true. I was going to say not as sophisticated as yours, but I don't think that's true. I think it's probably just as sophisticated as a mammal's immune system, maybe not as abundant or as obvious, but the plant has to have an immune system because it has to fight disease. And at the root system, there's these little tiny rootlets, these little offshoots that come off the rootlets that have this hair-like fungi growing on them, and they're called mycorrhiza. And mineral-rich soil has millions of microorganisms living in it. And the primary function is to decompose anything that falls on that ground and break it down into mineral deposits into plant food, because that's what the plants live off of. Now, when you buy a bag, as I did here the other day, of a fertilizer for the yard, you got the three numbers, and that's primarily the nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. And when you give plants nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, you're going to create the greenest green peppers, the most red tomatoes, because it brings out the color of these particular foods. But you're missing the importance of the trace minerals that has to be in that soil. If I have time during the show, I want to get into that a little bit more, because that was just triggered in my own mind. Because the plant doesn't get devoured by all of these organisms that surround its roots, because the mycorrhiza secretes literally a Mother Nature-made antibiotic to protect that plant. Nature gave fungus and bacteria a very interesting relationship. They're natural antagonists. In other words, they balance one another, and they keep each other in check through the competition of the minerals that are in the soil of the plants that they're attached to. And so the plant, protected like this, is then free to absorb all the minerals that soil microbial life has released without fear of infection from the soil-borne bacteria. You follow what I'm saying here? Good, healthy soil has not just worms in it. If you plant a garden in your backyard and there are no worms in that soil is not going to produce the healthy kinds of foods that you think it's going to produce. There should be bugs. There should be little tiny itty-bitty bugs in there helping to break down the soil. There should be worms in there. There should be slugs here and there as nature's sign that life is present in the soil. And so if you see fungus growing on a plant, it is a self-produced fungus because there was something inferior about the quality of that plant. And nature grows fungus on an inferior plant, then it dies, then it decomposes, and then it begins all again until it finally gets it right. And what's important for it to be able to get it right? Well, it's the importance of trace minerals. And I'm going to tell you something about some of the best places for a human being to get trace minerals. We'll continue with more of the DJV Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and you are just going to love what I have to tell you next.
Sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit gcnlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The sale of leases to drill for oil and gas on federal lands will soon resume. The Biden administration announced that leases to drill on more than 144,000 acres of federal land will go on sale next week, though that offering is significantly smaller than initially planned. President Biden froze sales of new leases shortly after he took office, but has recently begun exploring multiple options to try to lower the price of gas. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is warning the world that his war with Russia could go nuclear. In an interview with CNN, Zelensky said the global community should begin preparing for the possibility that Russian troops could use a tactical nuclear weapon on his country. He also estimated the number of Ukrainian soldiers that have been lost in the war.
As to our military, out of the numbers we have, we think that we lost 2,500 to 3,000.
This is USA Radio News. If you're the type that likes to wait until the last minute to take care of your taxes, you have about 48 more hours to get your filing done. Lance Pry has more on this year's deadline from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
In the United States, Tax Day is the day on which individual income tax returns are due to be submitted to the federal government. Since 1955, Tax Day has typically fallen on or just after April 15th. Tax Day was first introduced in 1913 when the 16th Amendment was ratified. This year, Tax Day is Monday, April 18th. If you need to file an extension for October 15th, do so at the IRS.gov website before the end of Monday.
And Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has become the latest politician to announce that he's contracted COVID-19. In a statement Friday, the 75-year-old first-term Republican announced that he'd been experiencing mild symptoms and had been administered a monoclonal antibody treatment. DeWine's diagnosis comes a little over 2 weeks before Ohio's May 3rd primary, where the incumbent is facing a pair of GOP challengers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back to the DJV Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. At ForbiddenDoctor.com, there's just tons and tons of information that my wife and I have put together in the form of podcasts. There are radio show archives there as well, but podcasts. And if you go to the search bar under podcasts and just put in something, high blood pressure, ovarian cysts, headaches, things like this, you'll see the kind of protocols that we recommend using a natural approach built upon what Mother Nature has done to the soils. Now, I'm quoting again from, I believe I've had this jotted down in my notes, I think it's Dr. Albrecht, but he said, human bodies require nutrition found in the form of plants, meat, milk, and eggs. Now, I know what they tell you today, stay away from eggs, stay away from dairy products, stay away from meat. You should just eat plants, which if you were rabbits and cattle and deer and sheep, I would agree with that. You have a different digestive system. You have canine teeth in your mouth to rip meat, for one thing. You have pepsin, a very powerful digestive enzyme that comes out of your stomach when it's the wall of the stomach, when the pH of the stomach gets hot enough, when it gets down to around 2, pH 1.5, pH 2, to digest the foods you're eating, when it gets that low, pepsin's released, and pepsin only has one job, and that's to dissolve and break down collagen. And there is only one place on the planet where you find collagen, and it's in meat. Now, that's a subject for another show, but the Germans... They don't just excel in engineering. They excel in nutritional science as well. Even to this day, some of the best health spas on the planet are in the German mountains, especially in the south, in the Bavaria area. And they discovered a long time ago what the absolute best fertilizer to add to your gardens, to add to their farms. And it's rock dust. Ground up rocks down to the point of dust to spread all over the soil. Because what is that rock dust made from? Well, it's made from rocks. And what's in the rocks? The minerals. And the purpose of a plant is to break down the concentrated rock mineral that's in the ground and convert it to a carbohydrate form of that mineral that grows up into the leaves or the stems or the roots or the fruit or whatever else of that plant, so that higher forms of life can utilize what was in the soil in the form of minerals. I mean, why don't we just eat rocks? If rock dust is so loaded with nutrition in the way I'm talking, not nutrition, excuse me, but minerals, why don't we just put a tablespoon of rock dust in your fruit smoothie in the morning? Well, obviously that's silly, because you do not have a digestive system. You have no way of converting those inorganic minerals into something healthy that your body can use. But that's what plants are for. The animals come along and eat the plants and then concentrate that into smaller and smaller portions. A four ounce portion of a grass pastured cow or even a calf takes at least 400 pounds of vegetables to give you the same amount of nutritional concentration that's in that liver. Now, you know, some people just are not going to do that. That's fine. I'm only presenting it to show how Mother Nature concentrates food. And since animals get their food, you know, either directly or indirectly from plants, and then plants get the food from the soil, there's a direct link between human health and the health of the soil. And there's all kinds of stuff out there in the news, the importance of trace minerals, and you hear things about selenium and boron and chromium, but just the absence of one of these minerals can cause great harm to the human body. Without the trace mineral cobalt, your body cannot manufacture vitamin B12. Without vitamin B12, there are some serious blood problems that can, anemia, pernicious anemia for one thing, that can take you out. Without potassium, the heart muscle can be harmed, and the result of that can be a racing heartbeat or tachycardia. Without zinc or selenium or sulfur or iron, the liver is going to end up being very sluggish in its job, in its ability to repair damaged tissues. It can't fight infection. It can't detoxify the blood in the bowel, which is one of the jobs of the liver. But you hear about these things. Well, the soil is a little depleted in zinc, remember, plants don't manufacture trace minerals. They absorb them. And the health of the soil's microbial life depends upon the trace minerals in the soil, and so do enzymes. And the most important ingredient in plant and animal and human biochemistry is simply the trace minerals. And the enzymes in your body are dependent upon it as well as anything else. So all the processes of metabolism in your body at every level depend upon enzymes. And quite often, enzymes are absolutely vital to the immune system, and they need sometimes the rarest of trace minerals in order for them to function. Now, we know there's 92 known trace elements. And so as the research continues, and this is published, it's reasonable to assume that the role of every mineral will eventually be discovered, with the, of course, notable exception of some of them, like lead and aluminum and cadmium and mercury, which are very toxic to life itself. There are some liquid mineral sources out there, and when you read the ingredients, you'll see aluminum and cadmium often listed, and so you want to be very careful with that. So what I want to do is, if you can't get the minerals, you're going to have to get them in the form of vitamins. And I'm going to tell you the best place on the planet to be able to do that as soon as we get back. We'll continue with more of the DJV Health Show next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Bob. Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, Easter style.
I love when everyone's dressed in their Easter best.
Then you need to check out the deals at Kohl's. I got 25% off the perfect floral dress, a new shirt for my husband for only $34.99, and got 25% off outfits the kids are going to look adorable in.
Cue the family photo op.
Exactly. Did I mention you can also get an extra 30, 20, or 15% off with your Kohl's card and earn Kohl's cash?
Looks like some bunny hunted down the savings.
Select the 30, 20, or 15% offer on April 16th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Do you want to learn the secret to becoming a published author in a few easy steps? Here's all it takes with help from Dorrance Publishing. For over 100 years, we've assisted individuals like you to fulfill their dreams of becoming a published author. When you call right now, you'll be assigned your own personal consultant who will help you through the entire book publishing and design process. Then, your book goes into production. It gets promoted, distributed, and finally, made available where books are sold. If you've got a book idea, call Dorrance Publishing right now for a free consultation. We'll help get your great idea out of your head, on paper, printed, and sold. It's a free, easy call. We're trusted by thousands of book authors just like you. So don't wait another day. Call now.
800-401-8319. That's 800-401-8319. Call now. 800-401-8319.
Welcome back to the DJV Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Now, I told you I would tell you the best source. I want to tell you a little story first. Back in 1906 was when the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, was through Congress, an act of Congress, created. And the very first director of the FDA was Dr. Wiley, W-I-L-E-Y. And he was part of the promotion to get the FDA created, because back then was the beginning of the large food agri-corporations that were showing up on the planet. And they knew back then one of the worst foods that you could possibly feed to a human being was ground up grain, primarily wheat. Oh, Dr. Jack, you can't be serious. I'm very serious. When you grind up wheat berries, you're taking a food that in that native form really isn't designed for human nutrition. If you take those same wheat berries that you would grind into wheat to make bread, if you would sprout them, in a matter of a few days, that grain will convert to a vegetable and produce grass, wheatgrass. And if you were to juice that wheatgrass, you would be able to get the nutrition that's in that wheat berry converted to a form your body can use. Or if you just sprout the wheat to where the wheat berry swells up a little bit, the outer shell splits open, and you warm that up with some raw milk or raw cream and sweeten it with a little honey or something other than sugar, you'll have a nutritious meal. But when it's in the form of that hard wheat berry, that is how nature preserves the dormant form of nutrition that's inside that wheat. So when you grind it up, you grind up the bran, the outer surface of that wheat berry, and you grind up the very heart and core of that little wheat berry where vitamin E is located. And when that vitamin E is exposed to oxygen, which happens when you grind it up, it can become a carcinogen, a cancer-forming chemical. Now, again, I could go on for another hour in that direction talking about that. But Dr. Wiley wanted to stop the milling of grain because they knew back then it led to things like diabetes. When people would eat ground up wheat, especially if it was bleached to make it white, 94% of all chromium had been removed from the presence of that ground up flour, that ground up grain in the flour. Chromium is essential for your body to handle sugar. When you are chromium deficient, as I was talking about some of these other minerals a few moments ago, your body cannot handle the sugar load through insulin that is a part of your diet. And when you eat white bread, that's almost pure sugar. No, Dr. Jack, that's a grain. It's a carbohydrate. What is a carbohydrate? A carbohydrate is anything you eat that did not come from a face. If it didn't have a face in the source, obviously of animal sources, then it's a carbohydrate. And the more of those that you eat in a processed form, the harder it is for your body to handle it, which is the whole premise of the previous two shows. So where's the best source on the planet for the right kind of vitamins that you need to support your body? You have to read the labels. If it gives you a chemical name on the bottle, it's synthetic. And I'm going to probably finish this show talking about synthetics taken as supplements when we get to that point. But if it lists foods, wheat bran, carrot powder, beetroots, pea vine juice, even animal extracts, then you're getting a vitamin that is coming from Mother Nature as opposed to a laboratory. There are drug companies in America. I don't want to mention their names. But there's a very big one down in the southern part of Louisiana that produces one of the largest sources of pharmaceutical drugs on the planet. That manufacturing plant also makes vitamins, but they're all synthetic. And they produce vitamins for over 600 different companies. And as they go through the manufacturing process, you get the same thing in every one of these bottles. They just get a different label on them. So I'm going to mention the name of a company that is the source of where I get my vitamins and my minerals and the ones that I recommend to my patients. And we'll do that as soon as we come back. We'll continue with more of the DJV Health Show next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And I think some of you already know the name of that outfit. They've been around since 1929. We'll be right back.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're speaking another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Is your child America's next top young scientist? If you know a middle school student who loves STEM, it's time for them to show what they know and compete for a chance to win $25,000 plus an exclusive opportunity to work with a 3M scientist to help bring their idea to life. Enter this year's 3M Young Scientist Challenge, held in partnership with Discovery Education by April 26th. Visit youngscientistlab.com/challenge to learn more.
Got a broken down boat with seats chewed up by rascally raccoons? Or a vintage pickup you keep promising to fix up?
Give your unwanted vehicle the boot by donating it to Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation for Kids with Cancer. They'll pick up your vehicle at no charge and hassle-free. Every donation means more dollars for children facing this disease. Simply go to carsthatcure.org or dial 855-CAR-ALSF. That's carsthatcure.org or 855-227-2573.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Back to the DJV Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Now, to tell you the name of this company, I'm going to jump back to Dr. Wiley again from 1906 at the creation of the FDA. The first things that he did, and you're not going to believe this, but this is, some of you have a questionable opinion of the FDA, especially today. But back then, it was created to make sure that the food manufacturing companies weren't dumping something on the American public that wouldn't necessarily support the health of the American public, if you could imagine that. His first two acts as director of the FDA was to ban the production of flour, to absolutely ban the production of flour from a commercial-based operation. If you wanted to do it in the privacy of your home, that's your business. But he wanted to stop it, and he wanted to stop. Well, he got Congress to pass two major laws to stop the interstate transportation of ground wheat in the form of flour and, believe it or not, Coca-Cola. He was able to stop the interstate transportation of Coca-Cola. This is 1906, for Pete's sake. Well, what's wrong with Coca-Cola? Well, we know what's wrong with soft drinks. You know, it's diabetes in a can. I don't care whose name or whose product or whatever's on that can. You're asking for serious problems if you start drinking that stuff or continue to drink that stuff. Well, the power of the large agricultural companies was greater than the power of Dr. Wiley, and they were able to lobby Congress to overrule or throw that law out, so that the interstate transport of flour, ground wheat, could continue. But you know what they didn't do? They didn't overturn the one about Coca-Cola. That's why in any town in America today,
that has a population of at least 2,500 people has a Coca-Cola distribution. So they do have the interstate transport of the syrup that goes into the drink, but the interstate transport of the actual drink itself is still against federal law. So local towns, regardless of its size, you know, above 2,500 people, will have syrup delivered, and then they have the mixing and all the processing and the canning and stuff that goes inside that operation, but it stays within the state. Well, he didn't last very long because his departure, they got him out of there, and they got rid of him. The food industry got rid of him, and they put in Dr. Elmer Nelson, who, of course, was completely supported by all the food industries. And I'm going to give you a quote that was a testimony he gave in federal court to block health food manufacturers from comparing the quality of their products to a synthetic processed chemical-based counterpart. And it's still in effect today. A health food company today cannot, and I don't know whether they enforce this or not, but according to federal law, a health food company cannot say that their stuff is better than commercially grown by law. And so this is what he said in court. It is wholly unscientific to state that a well-fed body is more able to resist disease than a less well-fed body. My overall opinion is that there hasn't been enough experimentation to prove dietary deficiencies makes one more susceptible to disease. I think either he or his children went on to become lawyers to defend the tobacco industry, telling the world that there wasn't sufficient evidence to suggest that smoking could possibly be harmful to the human body. I mean, that's unbelievable. That's incredible. How many people today know that that dietary deficiencies can lead to a degenerative disease? Well, we make up for that because I honestly believe with all of the intricacies that are involved in trying to sell you minerally and vitamin deficient foods, even though they look good and they smell good and they taste good because they do chemically to get shelf life and to convince you this is food. You have heard me talk on the DJV Health Show and with Doug for well over a decade about standard process. Standard process has been around since 1929. And I need to tell you more about Dr. Lee, and I'll do that in the future. But this is the absolute best source for food-based because it comes from their own farms. They grow themselves through proper composting and fertilization of the soil, the very plants, vegetables that will become the basis of their products. Now, that's it for this week's DJV Health Show. Remember, you can hear all of our DJV Health Show products with me and Dr. Ken Kronhaus at djvhealthshow.com. And you can listen to my podcast at forbiddendoctor.com. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.